I had high hopes for the mom I thought I'd be. For starters, I had a happy childhood, with parents who loved me and led me well. My dad was a pastor, and my mom had a vibrant relationship with God. And together they faithfully taught me, in word and deed, about the love of God in a way that I was eager to emulate in my own parenting. Then, when Mike and I discovered I was pregnant, I quickly bought several parenting books and did my fair share of highlighting and underlining within them. Combining my upbringing and my reading, and a fair dose of determination, I entered parenthood feeling sufficiently equipped to train and discipline and disciple my children, because I've mostly been able to accomplish whatever I've set my mind to. Parenting shouldn't be any different, I figured. I mean, how hard can this be? But then I had children. 3 boys in 5 years, to be exact. Real, moving, breathing human beings. People who needed me, all of the time. They needed me to be selfless and kind and patient. They needed me to be all-knowing and awesome. They needed me to be flawless. And they needed all of this while affording me no sleep. Why didn't they care that I needed sleep? I couldn't be awesome when I was exhausted. It didn't take long for me to discover that the mom I thought I'd be was not the mom I was. This parenting thing was no joke. The formula I applied to the 3 very unique boys I was desperate to do well by was failing miserably. While my kids ran circles around me, self-condemning thoughts ran through my mind, convincing me that my weaknesses made me unqualified to raise the children God had entrusted to me. And my failures made me unworthy of God's pleasure in me. I wouldn't dare share my struggles with any of the moms around me who seemed to have the whole parenting thing mastered. All the while, shame seeped deeper into the crevices of my heart, and the joy with which I always thought I'd parent was mostly displaced by worry and fear. I couldn't see then what God is helping me see now. How it is actually our awareness of our weaknesses that qualifies us for motherhood and keeps us fit for the children God has given us to love and nurture. How our shortcomings remind us to keep our children's eyes fixed on God, not ourselves. How our struggles are a glorious display of God's greatness, not our own. No, I didn't understand any of that when I first became a mom. Instead, the pressure to achieve unachievable perfection was on, and I was cracking underneath it. And I know I'm not the only one. My fellow mom, we are under so much pressure. We feel the pressure to be perfect for our kids, the pressure to perform for the approval of God, and the pressure to pretend we have it all together with other moms. And this pressure leaves us stuck in some pretty awful places and patterns. But here's the good news. I believe we can walk in freedom and find relief from the pressure. In fact, I know we can. Relief from the pressure that seeks to weigh us down and wipe us out has been freely and generously given to us in the good news of God's grace. God is inviting us to lay all that pressure down and thrive in what He has actually entrusted to us. He is inviting us to focus on who He is rather than what we aren't. He is inviting us to live in freedom so we can parent.